Good afternoon. From the KOXC KBWD Newsroom, I'm Rick Phelps. In today's news, a former Texas Secretary of State discusses the ballot language regarding the Ranger College referendum and more than $200 million in unclaimed funds returned to Texas residents. Issues regarding the ballot language and whether or not the Ranger College Board of Trustees are bound by the state-mandated proposed rate of 11 cents per $100 valuation were answered by former Texas Secretary of State General Counsel Trey Traynor, who was also appointed by President Trump last week to the Federal Election Commission. State law requires the ballot to only list the current tax rate, even though Ranger College was also required by state law to declare the proposed rate when publishing the service plan in May. According to Traynor, some on social media have incorrectly claimed the rate would be 43 cents per $100 valuation, the current rate, and have stated Ranger College is not bound by the 11 cent per $100 valuation proposed rate. Traynor's letter discusses this issue by stating the proposed rate of 11 cents per $100 valuation would be the required rate. In his letter to Ranger College President Bill Campion, Traynor explained that the Texas Constitution requires all jurisdictions that have voted to be in-district members of Ranger College to be taxed at the same level. Should voters in Brown, Comanche, and/or Erath County approve joining the Ranger College District, their tax rate would be 11 cents per $100 assessed property value, as the Ranger College Board of Trustees has stated publicly as required by state law. In fact, in order to avoid significant legal liability, the new tax rate adopted in August 2018 can be no greater than the 11 cents per $100 of assessed 2018 property value. Explaining why the ballot language only uses the current 43 cents per $100 rate, Traynor said the ballot language Ranger College is using is set by the Texas Education Code. Neither the board nor county clerks can change this language. State law requires ballot language to list the current tax rate, not the proposed tax rate. Citizens in Brown, Comanche, and Erath counties signed enough petitions this summer calling for the election to join the Ranger College District. State law required Ranger College to order the election this November 7th. Early voting regarding the annexation will be held at the new Brown County Elections Office at 613 North Fisk on October 23rd through the 27th from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., October 30th and 31st from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., with voting day on November 7th, with polls open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. In order to vote on the issue, Brown County residents must be registered to vote 30 days before the election in November. To check if you're eligible, visit canivote.org. The Texas Comptroller's Office returned a record $281 million in unclaimed property to its rightful owners during the past fiscal year, according to Comptroller Glenn Hager. The total breaks the previous record of $270 million returned in fiscal 2016 and marks the fifth consecutive record-breaking year. The Comptroller's Office has returned more than $2 billion to its rightful owners since Texas's unclaimed property program began in 1962. The state is currently holding more than $4 billion in cash and other valuables. The $281 million in unclaimed property returned in fiscal 2017 includes forgotten utility deposits or other refunds, insurance proceeds, payroll checks, cashier's checks, dividends, mineral royalties, dormant bank accounts, and abandoned safe deposit box contents. Businesses generally turn property over to the unclaimed property program after it has been considered dormant for 1 to 5 years. There is no statute of limitations for unclaimed property the state holds, which means there's no time limit for owners to file a claim. They can do so at any time. For more information about the unclaimed property program or to search for unclaimed property and begin the claims process, visit the Comptroller's unclaimed property website at claimittexas.org or call 800-321-CASH. Across county lines, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Coleman County will offer a program that will help organize the preparation of four easy and nutrition main dishes over a period of 5 weeks. Cooking with friends is a way to learn healthier cooking habits for your family. In addition, this method of preparing and cooking meals will promote more family mealtime, save time and money, and teach individuals the basics in freezing. The program will be offered from 5:45 until 6:45 on Tuesday evenings, beginning September 26th. Other classes are scheduled for October 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th. All classes will be held at the Fellowship Baptist Church across from City Hall. Presenters for the classes will be Janet Nelson, County Extension Agent, and Sarah Kirtley. The first session will cover healthy eating, food safety, measuring, packaging, and freezing meals. Each session, class participants will have a short lesson over a nutrition topic and prepare a freezer meal to take home for their family. Participants will be guided through the preparation and freezing four easy and nutrition main dishes before the session is over. That is your latest edition of KOXC KBWD News. I'm Rick Phelps.